Blog Talk Radio. Spring is here, and so is the L Certified by Lexus Spring Collection Sales Event. The perfect time to experience the peace of mind of an unlimited mileage L Certified warranty and complimentary maintenance plan.
For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on IS, ES, and ES Hybrid L Certified models.
See your South Florida Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends May 31st. Time restrictions pursuant to L-certified warranty and maintenance plan apply. See your Lexus dealer for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for listening in on our show this morning. This is Rachel Moore, your host, and I'm very excited to be on this morning. We have a very, very special guest, and I can't wait to get into that conversation with her. But before that, I definitely want to welcome each and every one of our listeners. You are listening to NABWIC Talks, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we definitely welcome you to our show today. Now, if you have a friend or a business partner or someone else that you know that is in the construction industry or in a related field, you definitely want to spread the word, jump on another line, give them a quick call, and invite them to our show. Send a text. We always say post and repost and tweet and retweet. Get the word out so people know what NABWIC is doing. We also invite you to visit our website at www.nabwic.org. Again, that's www.nabwic.org. There, you will learn more about our organization. You have the opportunity to become a part of, to join the email list, and you can also consider becoming a part of our growing organization. We are growing nationwide across the country. Consider starting a chapter in your area. Of course, gathering women in construction and related fields across the country, joining arms. Again, this is NABWIC, NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we definitely welcome you to our show today. Keep in mind that our show is archived. If for any reason you are unable to finish the show, you know you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com, search NABWIC, and listen to this show or any of our past shows. They are archived there. If you gain a lot from this show and you want to promote it on your Facebook, on your Twitter, anyone that you know will be able to listen, listen to the archived show in the future. So we definitely ask you to do that. We are so glad to be able to offer that. And today, we want you all to be able to listen in to a conversation with a very, very amazing young woman who has an amazing business here in the South Florida area. I want to introduce to each and every one of you the Vice President of Executive Office Manager. I'm sorry, the Vice President and Executive Office Manager of Perpetual Advancement Enterprises Incorporated, located right here in Miami, Florida. I want everyone to welcome to our show Ms. Tamika Lowe. How are you this morning, Tamika?
I am doing wonderful, thank you, and how are you?
We are awesome and just feeling so blessed to have you as a guest on our show this morning. I definitely want to jump right into the conversation, Tamika. At the end of the show, we will open the lines for a few of our listeners to jump in with any kind of questions or comments. You know, we're here to definitely give you that opportunity to share your story and talk about your business and what you do. But also, many of our listeners have years and years and years in the industry, and sometimes they're able to even give you advice and leadership on the next move you can make with your business. And so that's what we're looking to do here with NABWIC Talks and with our organization, NABWIC. So we're definitely glad to have you on. Let's start by just giving you the opportunity to share a little information about yourself and give our listeners a chance to get to know Tamika Lowe.
Okay, thank you. Well, my name is Tamika Lowe. As you said, I was born and raised here in South Florida. My education here in South Florida, my younger years after graduation, I went immediately into the law enforcement industry, and most of my career, my past career, was spent in law enforcement up until the year 2010, and then I worked for Miami-Dade County as well as as an enforcement officer. And after the economy hung up, I lost my job, and that's when I decided that it was a great opportunity at the time to assist my husband with his business venture. It was his dream, and he's a wonderful GC. So what I did was I did a little research. I jumped back into education, searched for all the different programs that would assist me and giving me directions and to understand the construction industry. So what I did immediately, I enrolled into the Miami Brownsville Job Training Program, which allowed me to gather great information about the industry. While in that program, I obtained about 10 different certifications for myself. It was very good for me coming from a totally different career. And so I learned, you know, to do things like, you know, I'm certified to drive a backhoe. I can operate an excavator. You know, I did the 40 hours training, OSHA training. And it was very good for my company because I was able to assist as far as the administration part. I learned how to write a safety officer manual. So a lot of these trainings helped me to save money as a new business owner with my husband. And that was the big part for me, just getting into the industry, learning all that I can, because anyone who's in construction know construction is mostly hands-on. However, there's a great part in the administration part, and you have to have a solid foundation in your administration part if you plan to have a successful construction services business. And
well, Tamika, let's pause for a second, because we are absolutely amazed with what you did. So you graduated high school,
yes,
and then you moved right into corrections. You became a law enforcement. Okay.
Absolutely.
So now you worked doing that completely out of the construction industry for several years. But then upon losing your job, you started training yourself not only with what it takes to run a construction company, but also with some of the hands-on in-the-field skills that will be necessary inside the construction industry. That is absolutely amazing. So at this point, you partnered up with your husband and began to help him cultivate his business. So what were some of the first steps that you needed to do to actually get support with starting your own business and getting that off the ground? And also, and then maybe we'll get into some of the challenges. But what were some of the first things that really helped you guys get it going?
Well, the first step that was a great, great help for our business was going to the Miami-Dade County Small Business Development Division. And there they allowed us, through an application process, to have my business go there and apply for certain certifications like CSBE, Micro SBE, and we became certified as a small business through Miami-Dade County, which in turn allowed us to do contracts or take on contracting work with Miami-Dade County. And it was a great opportunity because once we became certified in these different certifications, it allowed us to bid for work through them that comes out through the county, and it allowed a small business like ourselves to take on small projects until we were able to elevate to the next level. So that was the first step that I took to get the foundation, you know, straight. Anyone in the construction knows it's easy dealing with the private sector. It's a more constructed, a more detailed or a more in-line plan when you're dealing with Miami-Dade County. But one thing I know for sure that the work is continuous and there's always great opportunities coming out through these programs, and they target you as a small business. And so you get these little invitations, you and like 20 other or sometimes 100 other small business companies, you get these invitations to come and bid, you know, these jobs to carry them out. And that was first and foremost, and it was very important for me to get certified with these companies because as well they offered seminars on a monthly basis. And it comes in and it teaches you about getting insurance for your employees. They teach you how to fill out the paperwork in order for you to bid the job successfully and win the award. So they do not only after you're certified, it doesn't just stop right there. They have a whole program designed to help you and you know, to get these trainings, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful for me. It was a very pleasant experience for me, and that was my first step.
Well, Tamika, well, I'm really proud of you just having that, and I'm sure the whole organization, just hearing your story as a woman stepping into this industry, even though it was initially to help your husband out, really taking that initiative and being proactive, and because he's out, you know, working in the field or making income, going on your own, learning things in the industry, learning things as it relates to small business, you know, really, you know, I find that with a lot of our small businesses out here in the construction industry, we have extremely talented entrepreneurs, extremely talented in what they do, whether it be general contractors, roofing, all the different specialties, but they're actually in the field getting that done. And sometimes there's a bit of a gap where they need that partner that can go and do learn the administrative side, learn the business building side, learn the bidding side, you know, learn that side that can really, really help the business grow. And so for your husband to have his wife be able to go out and do that, that person that you can trust, and just really get into it at the level that you got into it, I think that's absolutely amazing, and it's a great statement for us out here as supportive women to be able to grab an industry that you had, you know, knew very little about, and really indoctrinate yourself into the industry. So it's great that so many things were available to you, and I'm so glad that you're on the show this morning really talking about what's available, because there are folks out there trying to get their business going, and they're finding themselves frustrated with things that they don't know or don't understand. I want you to talk to us a little bit about some of the mentors or some of the people that you met that kind of helped guide you, that helped talk you in, point you in the right direction. Of course, NABWIC is going to be an amazing resource for you when it comes to those things. But also, and then I want to get into some of the challenges so that people can also be aware, look, all these things are available, but this is where you will run into some challenges, and we'll talk about how you address those challenges. But first, let's get into maybe the people that that you met maybe in some of these classes, maybe that you met down at the Miami-Dade Small Business Development Program that were able to really help you. What was that like?
Well, this is the story. My husband had a passion for construction. He started out at between age 9 and 10 with his father. He's been doing this for a very long time. So my husband has such a great passion. He has such a great passion for construction that immediately that was our talk. So he, number one, was my number one, you know, inspiration, because to see someone to have great passion in what they do as a career, rather he had his own business or not, because at the time he did not have his own business. He was working for another successful company, and the love of construction and the talk we would have, and sometimes I would visit him on work sites, and I was like, wow, you know, I was amazed. And inside of me, I wanted to get to know, you know, the industry better, and it worked for us because, like I said earlier, I was able to, you know, set the foundation for the administration part. However, I still got into the hands-on. So while on Miami-Dade County website and getting certified for all these programs, you know, like I said, they have little seminars that come out, and I came across a little ad for the Brownsville program. So I hadn't yet met anyone else in the field that was able to set me in the right direction. So it was just me seeking myself and my husband. And so when I found Brownsville program, which was a great program that ran by Mr. Harry James, a wonderful young man, he started sending me emails because he knew I was in the industry, and I right away told him what I was here for. I'm like, listen, I'm not looking for a job. I'm working for myself, me and my husband, and that's what I'm here for, to get any certification. So whatever program you have, please sign me up. Indeed, he would forward me emails, and that's when I came across NAPWIC, which also changed my entire life. It was a wonderful program. I signed up for the program that they offer, the FAMU Business Management course. Immediately, I told my husband about it. We did not hesitate. I signed up for it. I got into the class. It was wonderful. That is where I was able to be in class with other contractors who had been in business for years. Some of them not contractors, subcontractors, you know, tradesmen, and I was able to hear stories from other people. There was other contractors who had been in business for, you know, a few years. They had not gotten to these different programs that I was in. Some kind of way down their line, they figured it was too challenging to go that way, and I was able to explain to them that, no, it was very easy for me. I mean, I had some of the people in the department at Miami-Dade County walked me through the entire process, and it was very good for me because I needed that as, you know, number one, first-time business owner, and that's when I'm going back again in the FAMU construction program through NAPWIC. I was able to meet other people. I was able to hear other stories and be inspired by them as well. But the biggest inspiration for me was being able to share my story and help them. And the people had been experiencing, you know, with the challenging times of the economy, I was like, oh, no, we're going to partner up. And if my company get a job, I'm going to use you as the roofer. I'm like, oh, there's no doubt about it. So, you know, we exchanged contact and we exchanged cards. And that's what it was about. That's what it was about for me, you know, helping, making the process easier for someone else, you know, and that's what I got out of, and I love that because in return it comes back to me, you know.
Incredible, Tamika, and thanks for sharing. Let's talk about some of the challenges that you felt were in front of you or maybe that you're even still facing. And we definitely want to save time to talk about your husband, the company, what your company actually does or specializes in, and how to reach you. And we do have listeners on, and we're going to reach out to them and see if any of them have any questions. And so, listeners, we're glad to have you on. Go ahead and prepare to ask. Prepare if you have a question. Just go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we will allow you to join in on the conversation. But, Tamika, let's talk about a few of the challenges that you faced, because apparently just on your own initiative, you were able to find amazing resources. And I definitely want to hear about how you found NAPWIC, the program you went through with NAPWIC. We're definitely going to talk about that a little more. But you definitely found, you know, resources, and you really, you know, you really took advantage of them. So that's incredible. But let's kind of talk about maybe some of the challenges that you feel exist with small companies like yours trying to find their way in the construction industry right now.
Well, the number one challenge for my company was having the financial stability to oversee these jobs that you are going to be awarded through contracting. And so because of the economy, we all know that, you know, banks were not giving out loans, although, you know, we had a fairly decent credit rating. We was another, just to go back, another important thing was that contractors, it is very important that you obtain bonding for your company, because while doing these contracts, you know, they ask you to have, you know, a surety bond. And for us, and I know a lot of people don't experience this, it was very easy because we had managed to, my husband had managed to, you know, keep his credit rating, you know, decent, and it allowed us to gain that, where in some people they're not allowed that opportunity for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So, but like I said, the number one challenge was just being able to financially start out. And so what we had to opt for, me and my husband, we wrote a business plan together, and we were going to invite friends and families to come in with us and invest, you know, to help us, because that was the most difficult part. It's hard to find finances, because as a general contractor and people in construction, they're very aware that you have to start out the job yourself with your money, you know, with your company money. So you need overhead. You need some money so that you can begin these projects until you get payment in 30 days. But that's when you're doing contracting with the county or any municipality. However, when you're doing private services, you know, it's up to you and whatever you choose. You can ask, you know, the private person. You can take 20% up front, which will allow you to start the job and not out of pocket. Mm-hmm. You understand? So that mm-hmm. was the most challenging part. And still now today, because I have not come across a lot of programs, you know, that will help us, but I am, you know, interested. I would like to know, not only for my company, but for other companies, because it's very important that, that's number one. You need that. If you're planning to have a successful, you know, journey out here, you need that financial stability in the beginning. You know, you have subs you have to pay. You know, you have the laborers that you have to pay. You have to pay for the material. And sometimes, you know, individuals to wait 30 days for you to get a payment, you know.
Right.
So, try to partner up with other people that's, you know, in our same shoes. And what we do is we, you know, we help one another and we give them work and we say, you know, can you wait? Is it possible, you know, if you can work with us and wait for 30 days? So the networking, you know, with some of the people that I met in the class, it helps a lot. But that was the route we had to take. And that was the most difficult part for the company.
Well, so, Tamika, you know, first of all, you are speaking to the choir. You got to know that you're on the line with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. And that is the biggest thing is just having that seed money when you're able to get those government or those public contract that it's guaranteed money. You know, they're not going to let you work and not pay you, which is sometimes what you might risk in the private sector, but you have to have that upfront money, the startup cost to get the job off the ground, and then you know how it goes. After you do a third of the work, you get a third of the pay, two-thirds in, three-thirds in. I mean, we know what that is. And so you did your own creative financing, which, again, was very innovative, you know, putting something together, seeking family and friends. And we just want everyone on the line to know that that is sometimes a way that you can seriously go about it. Now, we know that maybe we all don't have family and friends that have what we call disposable income or income that's available that they can invest. But if you have good credit with family and friends and other businesses, that is one way to go about it until you are financially strong enough. Those of you ladies that are on the line that have had tons of experience in the industry, if you know of resources, financial resources for a stable company like Tamika's that has a decent credit rating, especially we know what kind of credit ratings go on in our industry.
Yes. Yes.
Someone who might be looking to partner up at minimum from an investing standpoint, we definitely want you to reach out. Maybe you're open to partnering up. You know, Tamika, we have some we have ladies in the industry that are part of the organization that are moving towards maybe the end of their career, or they're looking to retire, but they still want to be a part of the industry. You know, maybe they're selling their companies, maybe they're looking to turn over the management to their companies, but then now they might have some of those liquid funds to help startup companies kind of get going. And that's one of the amazing things about NABWIC. You know, these are women that have grown in the industry, they've been successful, and they definitely want to see other young women and other small businesses take root for the next generation to really become enterprising and take advantage of the path that they cleared, so to speak. So we definitely hope that you're able to find those partnerships here inside of our organization, because we're looking to support each other in every way possible. What I want you to do briefly is let's go back and talk a little bit more about your NABWIC story, how you came across NABWIC, and which you've already shared, but the program that you entered, that they made available through FAMU, make sure that everyone is clear what NABWIC made available to you through that amazing program. Talk about that for a moment.
Oh, NABWIC, when I got that email from the gentleman that I said that runs the Brownsville training program, which is Harry James, I said, oh, Harry, thank you, because I had not gotten the opportunity to share with Harry in detail where it was I was going. I was just so excited about the training that I was like, oh, you know, I'm working with this company. You know, I didn't share with him my whole venture. So when I got the email, I was like, oh, Harry, you're the best. And so I immediately called the number, spoke with Ms. Hall. She was wonderful. She came to me, assisted me, bought me the application. I immediately got into the class. And what NABWIC, the FAMU Construction Management Development Bond Guarantee Program, it offered me, listen, I learned QuickBooks. It offered me plan reading. I learned scheduling. I mean, I got the works with what some people develop over 10 years, I learned in a matter of 6 months, you know. And while in the program, I told my husband, I'm definitely taking the GC exam. So
wow.
The program was amazing. I mean, they talked about marketing, you know, they talked about, you know, doing your own books instead of, you know, soliciting the work out. I was able to save money in-house through, you know, this FAMU construction program. And it was feasible. It was very good for me. And I just can't – I know you hear the excitement in my voice. I just can't again tell you what a wonderful experience it was to have someone understand what it is small minority businesses go through, and they immediately connected giving the right training to help you advance as a small business owner. And for me, it was great because I came from a different career, and the program was perfect. I can't begin to tell you how.
So the program was made available through NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And if you would just briefly give the name of that program again, it was the FAMU. Are you there? Oh, okay. We briefly lost Tamika. I'm sure she will be right back. This is Rachel Moore, your host. I want to reach out to any of you that may have a question or a comment that can jump back in. Wait, there she is.
Yes,
hey,
I'm
Tamika.
Here.
Hey, girl.
Yes.
I was asking you really quickly. We do have a caller that's going to speak here in just a moment, but I was asking you just to go over really quickly the name of that program that was provided to you through NABWIC. It was the FAMU.
It's FAMU Construction Management Development bond guarantee program.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, let's do this. We have someone on the line. I'm just going to go ahead and open up the line to caller Ann McNeil. Welcome to the call, Ann.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you this morning?
Amazing. We're having an amazing show this morning. Glad to have you on.
Well, thank you. And to our listeners, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And I am so excited in hearing our guest for the show today, because that is exactly the vision of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, to help other black women and men, of course, but to get a better understanding of the construction industry and also how we can add value to their existing businesses or new businesses in the construction area, especially in the area of transportation. So I am so appreciative on behalf of NABWIC for our guest today, and would encourage our listeners to please consider taking this FAMU bonding program class if you have not done so, because it is very educational. And having the opportunity to participate with FDOT in their classes that they hold in each of the 7 to 8 districts is awesome. So thank you again, Rachel.
Well, thank you for that, and you know, everyone, you just heard from the founder and leader of our organization, Ann McNeil, MCO Constructionist. So we're definitely glad that you were able to drop in on the show this morning. And Tamika, amazing that you shared with us that you feel like you got 10 years worth of knowledge, or at least picked up the knowledge that it might take someone else 10 years to gather, just by involving yourself in that class for 6 months. And so that is a great, great, great endorsement for the FAMU Construction Management and Development Bonding class that you took, that NABWIC offered. What I want to do now as we begin to go ahead and wind down is just give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about your husband's business, your business together with your husband, what you do. And we are clear that you're a small business here in the South Florida area, but we are amazed by your journey. We're able to definitely take in the type of persistence and the type of, class that you have, the initiative, the being proactive, all of those qualities that many businesses are looking to partner with people like you and your husband that are innovative and so on. So just go ahead and make sure that we know the name of your company, where you are, who you are, what you do, so that our listeners can do sub-work for you, maybe you can do sub-work for them, and partner up and so on.
Okay, again, my company is Perpetual Advancement Enterprise, and my husband, Michael Lowe, he is the president. My husband also was born and raised in Miami, Florida. He's a certified GC and a certified renovator up under the state of Florida, CFR. He holds an extensive background in residential and commercial construction engineering, and some of the services that Perpetual Advancement offers is design build. We do new construction. We do additions and remodeling, home improvement, legalization of structure, permitting. My husband, he pulls permits, and that's some of the services that we offer, but we always are open to using, and we do subcontract out 80% of our work to tradesmen, to laborers. We subcontract our work out, and those are just some of the services that we offer. But like I said, my husband's been in the industry for a very long time, starting out with his father. His father had his own construction business, and I think they've built maybe 40 to 50% of the homes right here in Miami-Dade County. And so that's it. That's Perpetual Advancement Enterprise.
Wow, amazing. So, Tamika, let us know how to reach you. What's your contact information, maybe a website, an email, a phone number, the information that you make public. Let's go ahead and make sure that's clear for all of our listeners this morning.
Okay. You can reach me at PAE, which is the initials for Perpetual Advancement Enterprises. It's PAEQ006@att.net. Our phone number is 305-804-2812. And that's awesome. Where I can be reached.
Thank you so much, Tamika. You know, we had an amazing show this morning. I know that anyone listening to this show that is trying to find their way and, you know, going through some of those frustrations and trying to find mentors and where are the resources and what to do will be very, very, very inspired by your story and how you were able to develop yourself in the industry, basically on your own, until you came across NABWIC. So we definitely want to thank you for being thank you, awesome, for being on our show this morning. I may come to you in just a moment for a closing word, but I want to make sure that everyone that's listening now live or listening later to one of our archive shows, be clear that you are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we invite any woman in construction or in a related field, or any entrepreneur in the construction industry or in a related field, to visit our website. That's www.nabwic.org. Again, that's www.nabwic.org. There you will learn more about our organization, what we're up to, how we're growing nationwide, and how you can become a part of what we're doing. Also, you will have an opportunity to learn, to join the email list so you can be kept up to date with things that are going on in the industry, locally and nationwide, and you'll always know who's coming up next on NABWIC Talks. And so we're definitely glad that each and every one of you were able to listen in this morning. My hope is that you go out and have an amazing, very prosperous, but also very peaceful day. And I want to turn the line over to Tamika for a closing word.
Well, I would like to thank you for having me. NABWIC, thank you. I'm very appreciative, and you as well, and all the listeners. Have a wonderful day, and thank Ms. Ann McNeil for calling in, because I was only able to read about her on the NABWIC website, but it was nice to hear from her. Thank you, Ms. Ann McNeil, and all of your support and services that you offer to help Black women and men, of course, and construction. Thank you very much for having me off as well.
Wow. Well, I look forward to meeting you, and I will help make sure that you get an opportunity to meet Ann McNeil, because she is definitely the master builder, building better lives, and she has been an inspiration and a resource for so many of us inside of and outside of the industry. So I personally will help you get to that. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, this is Rachel Moore, signing off from Miami, Florida. Make sure that you post and repost and that you tweet and retweet. Get the word out and let everyone know that NABWIC Talks is on every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m., introducing you to another great member of our organization and of the industry. We hope you have an amazing day. Signing off, Rachel Moore. Good morning.
Napa Know-How. A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa Know-How, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Spring is here, and so is the L-Certified by Lexus Spring Collection Sales Event. The perfect time to experience the peace of mind of an unlimited mileage L-Certified warranty and complimentary maintenance plan.
For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on IS, ES, and ES Hybrid L-Certified models.
See your South Florida Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends May 31st. Time restrictions pursuant to L-Certified warranty and maintenance plan apply. See your Lexus dealer for details.